Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here regarding the subject of peace. And last time we left off taking a look at Isaiah chapter 59, the main text, the main verse there that we considered was that of verse 8, Isaiah 59 verse 8, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings, they have made them crooked paths, whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. And so we have a great lack of peace today in our land. And on every front, it seems like, on every front. And so that this chapter tells us about the terribleness of going away from the Lord, and that's what we've done as a nation. We've gone away from the Lord, from the citizenry to our leadership, even those that claim to be of faith and such, going away from the principle, from the word of the Lord, the instruction and way of the Lord. We've gone our own way, and it leads to a thing of not having peace. In light of that, we want to go and take a look now and look in the scriptures about seeing how Jesus is our peace. And we're going to start off by going to Luke chapter 1, the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. We'll pick it up here at verse number 67. Luke chapter 1, verse number 67. And the situation here is that John the Baptist's father has the angel appeared to him when he was in Jerusalem doing his work in the temple, and he doubted the prophecy of the Lord that he and Elizabeth were going to have a son. The angel told him he was going to have a son even in their old age, and then John said, well, how shall I know that this is going to be? And the angel told him, said, well, you won't be able to speak until the boy is born. And then at the time when Elizabeth was full term and it came time for John to be born, and the angel had already told Zechariah, that's John the Baptist's father, what his name would be, Zechariah not being able to speak, those that are there at the time of his circumcision, 8 days they're doing after the custom that had been given by the Lord for him to be circumcised, they call the boy's name Zechariah. They just assume that he'll be a Zechariah Jr. And his mother Elizabeth, the boy's mother Elizabeth, Zechariah's wife, said, no, his name's going to be John, because he had conveyed that to her, what the angel had said. And so they gave him a writing tablet, and he writes down, his name is John. And it's, the scripture says earlier in this chapter of Luke 1 that they all marveled. They said, there's nobody, you know, they'd already said, there's nobody in your family that name, because they're very traditional and naming after their ancestors. And his name is John. And at that point, the Lord loosened up Zechariah's tongue, and he began to speak these things. In Luke chapter 1, verse 67, and the father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham. And so he's speaking from the standpoint of the Jews, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, speaking to John the Baptist, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. It goes on to say in verse 80, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of his showing unto Israel. And so here in verse 79, we see what John would do, that John would be the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he would be go before the face of the Lord, and he's going to give knowledge of salvation by the payment of sins by the Lord Jesus Christ. The knowledge of salvation through the tender mercy of our God. So knowledge, to give knowledge of salvation, by the payment of sins, the knowledge of salvation through the tender mercy of the Lord, the knowledge of salvation, understanding that the day spring from on high hath visited us, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the light and the life. He goes on to say, the day spring will give light to them that sit in darkness and shadow of death. That's what the Lord does and when he saves, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And so Zechariah declares here that Jesus, John being his forerunner, and the message that John will preach will all be about Jesus. It won't be about himself. John was not a promoter of himself, nor was he to be a promoter of himself. But he's a promoter of the Lord Jesus Christ, a forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ, as was prophesied by the Holy Spirit of God through his father Zacharias. And here, and the message and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, a facet of that is to guide our feet into the way of peace. So here we have complete and full understanding that Jesus is the way to have peace. Jesus is our peace. And so if you're under the hearing of my voice and you're not saved, you do not have peace. If any kind of peace that you might claim is a false peace, because it will not last past death, and most likely it won't last even at times in this life. And so you need eternal peace, and the only way that you can have eternal peace is through the Lord Jesus Christ. All the sad ills of our society and our culture, our nation and our world, as was revealed by Isaiah 59 in those messages that I preached about that chapter, the only way that they can be solved, the only way that they can be helped, is by peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our peace, and he is the only way that can guide our feet into the way of peace. And we, you and I, we, our nation, needs to see that, receive that, and believe that. We take a look in the scriptures and understand that there was an announcement of the peacemaker that was made. There, as it was here, Zechariah prophesied in the New Testament times, near to the New Testament, beginning of the New Testament times, with the birth of John, and then within months later, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, they had to grow up and become full grown for the ministry that the Lord had called John to forerun before the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus fulfilling his gospel. But we understand from the scriptures that there had been an announcement centuries before of the coming of the peacemaker. In Hebrews chapter 7, the apostle is dealing with the Jews to whom he writes, and we as Gentiles can certainly benefit from this book too. There's much that this book relays unto us. He's speaking about that of the tithe and of the inability of the law and the ceremonial law to save. And there's a verse right here in Hebrews 7 verse 2, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first by interpretation, being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Now he's speaking about Melchizedek. And it's a very interesting thing about Melchizedek, and we just have that one account there. He is the king of Salem, which will become Jerusalem, the Lord's city. And Abraham gave him a tenth of all that he possessed. Abraham had not done that to anyone, but to this one he did. Melchizedek being a type of Christ, he's of the order, it tells us in Hebrews, of the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ, an everlasting priesthood. Jesus is our high priest, mediator, intercessor between man and God. And so here, this of Jerusalem, or king of Salem in that day, is the king of peace. And so Melchizedek was a type of Christ, and a telling, a hint, a glimpse of the coming Savior. In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7, we have this that's declared. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord will perform this." And you understand, and most know this about how it declares in Luke chapter 2, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, in verse number 14, at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the angelic host that proclaimed these things unto the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And so, we see with Brother Zacharias, that he declares and prophesies that Jesus is coming, John will be his forerunner, and the message will be the message to guide our feet into the way of peace. It was proclaimed in the old scriptures, and a glimpse and a hint given that the one that would come, the one that would come, would be the King of Peace, the Prince of Peace, this child, this son that is given. And it would be performed by the Lord. And of course, the angelic host proclaiming peace on earth. Why? Because the peacemaker, the way of peace, has come. And so, if you do not have peace with God through salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, we declare him unto you. We point him unto you. We tell you about him. The message is, and the command is, repent of your sins before God and believe and trust in the King of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the salvation of your soul, for the payment of your sins that you cannot pay for, that you might receive everlasting life from him. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954.
by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.